Here's a real estate story, kind of tying into our last interview. We were talking about loans. And this was an email sent to me by a client many years ago and starts with, "Oh, that brings back memories of how mad we were at insert name of lender. If I remember how it went, they strung us along worry-free, not way too long with big promises they couldn't keep. Remember that we couldn't get a loan on a rented condo for some unbelievable reason. I don't recall everything, and we wondered how any investor could buy a condo there." As an aside, I'll stop reading. You know, there's rules about rental income, and they only allow usually 75% because they're going to account for people having vacancies. I don't remember the specific why they weren't counting any income from this condo rental. That's why we had to pay cash and nearly die of stress over the ability to pay back, before penalty time, the 60-day swing loan from my husband's IRA for half the purchase price. So they had to put 50% down, and the only way they could get the money was to borrow from your IRA. Did you know you could borrow from your IRA? Do you know that if you don't pay it back in 60 days, in this case, the penalties would have been $30,000. So yes, you can borrow from your IRA, but you've got 60 days. We got a loan on an out-of-state house to pay back the IRA. Robbing Peter to pay Paul? She didn't say that. But we were down to the hours of playtime at the end and made it happen in time only because I was constantly with the out-of-state loan guy who came through for us. Then even at the last minute, the out-of-state loan guy was doing his final double-checking right before funding, and he found out that somebody else was running credit on us lately, and that appeared to him that we were up to some sort of no good games. I think that the other person was this original bank. The whole deal was super stressful for me. So I have saved this. I printed this email, and this could be 5 years old, maybe longer. But good people, great income, great assets. But you get caught in the quagmire of lender requirements, and you get someone promising and not delivering, and you scramble, and they did this borrowing from their own IRA, and they came out of it unscathed. So it's a good happy ending. What else? We've got the weekly MLS update coming up, and I do want to tell you that. Well, you know what? Maybe we'll just leave it there. I was just wanted to sneak in that I was in a house on Park Lane, 7,000 square feet, 1932. It still had the 7 original gravity feed furnaces, and it had a miniature incinerator in the kitchen. Reminded me of growing up back in New York, where we actually took all the trash from over 100 units, and they had an incinerator, and they burned it, and they brought out about a dozen, 15 garbage cans filled with ash. Man. But Park Lane, 7,000 square feet, and still had the original gravity feed furnaces, which I like. It's not blowing hot air, and forced air gas. Not blowing hot air like I've just done for the last 50 minutes. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.